Title: Cross-Border Transfer of Personal Information Under China's Cybersecurity Law. Content: China's cybersecurity law, the cybersecurity law, took effect on June 1, 2017. The cybersecurity law consists of 79 articles in total. According to Article 2 thereof, the cybersecurity law would apply to the construction, operation, maintenance, and use of cyberspace within the territory of China, as well as to the supervision and administration of cybersecurity within the territory of China. This blog post will discuss those provisions of the cybersecurity law that would be most relevant to the protection of personal information. Any company which collects, stores, or processes personal information within the territory of China may find it useful to get familiar with such provisions. Data localization under Article 37 of the Cybersecurity Law. Personal information and important data collected and generated in the operation of critical information infrastructure operators within the territory of China shall be stored within China. While the cybersecurity law does not provide the detailed definition and scope of critical information infrastructure operators, Article 31 thereof does state that China will focus on protecting certain important industries, including, without limitation, public communications and information services, energy, transportation, finance, public service, to which, if any destruction, loss of function, or data leakage happens, would endanger national security or public interest. Therefore, operators of business in such industries should proactively consult legal counsel and competent government authorities to assess whether they would be considered critical information infrastructure operators. If so, they are required to store personal information and important data collected and generated in their operations locally. Security Assessment Article 37 of the Cybersecurity Law further provides that, if cross-border transfer of the aforesaid personal information and important data is necessary due to business needs, security assessment shall be carried out according to the measures formulated by the relevant Cyberspace Affairs Department of the government and the relevant departments of the State Council, the security assessment, provided, if such measures are in conflict with any laws or regulations, such laws or regulations shall prevail. The cybersecurity law itself does not include the measures and procedures of the security assessment, but we will review two draft measures that were released in recent years to illustrate the potential scenarios under which a business may need to apply for security assessment in connection with cross-border transfer of personal information. Measures on Security Assessment for Cross-Border Transfer of Personal Information, Draft, in June 2019, Cyberspace Administration of China released, for public comments, a draft version of the Measures on Security Assessment for Cross-Border Transfer of Personal Information, the Draft PI Measures. Article 1 of the Draft PI Measures states that the Draft PI Measures were formulated in accordance with the Cybersecurity Law. Articles 2 and 3 thereof provide that network operators shall apply to the competent provincial cyberspace affairs governmental department to conduct security assessment prior to cross-border transfer of personal information collected in their operations within the territory of China. The cybersecurity law has defined network operators as the owners of network, the managers of network and network service providers. It is noteworthy that in the cybersecurity law, it is the critical information infrastructure operators that are subject to the obligation to apply for security assessment, while in the draft PI measures, it is the network operators that are subject to such obligation. Arguably, the latter term is broader in its scope. Measures on Security Assessment for Cross-Border Data Transfer, Draft, in October 2021, Cyberspace Administration of China released, for public comments, a draft version of the Measures on Security Assessment for Cross-Border Data Transfer, the Draft Data Measures, which we previously discussed here, overview on China's new draft measures for data cross-border transfer, chinalawupdate.cn. Article 1 of the Draft Data Measures states that the draft data measures were formulated in accordance with the Cybersecurity Law, China's Data Security Law and China's Personal Informa.